This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 1st, 2026. On April 21, 2026, the Federal Communications Commission granted AST Space Mobile limited authorization when not over the United States to use 550 kHz channels for the 430 to 440 MHz secondary amateur band for emergency telemetry, tracking, and control, TTNC, for its planned satellite constellation. The authorization applies only for communication with 5 specified Earth stations, each located well outside of the United States, and for which the Foreign Administration with jurisdiction also must separately authorize the communications. More than 2,500 comments were filed during the proceeding, including filings from ARRL and other member societies of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, AMSAT, and individual radio amateurs worldwide. After considering the filed comments, the FCC narrowed the request authorization to emergency TTNC only and further provided that use of these frequencies is permitted only in emergencies when no other spectrum is available. Each emergency event is limited to no more than 24 hours. Transmissions are restricted to 5 specific center frequencies, 430.5, 432.3, 434.1, 435.9, and 439.5 MHz each with no more than 50 kHz bandwidth. In an April 29, 2026 statement, the IARU expressed concern with the FCC's use of Article 4.4 of the ITU radio regulations, which allows administrations to authorize non-standard frequency use under certain conditions. The IARU stated that other frequency bands allocated for satellite TTNC should have been used instead of amateur spectrum and encouraged amateurs to report any interference to their national regulators. ARRL filed comments in July and August 2025 opposing the applications, arguing that the request represented an unprecedented use of secondary amateur radio spectrum for an unallocated use by a large commercial satellite constellation. Such operations could cause harmful interference, particularly to amateur satellites in the 435 to 438 MHz subband. The FCC should avoid authorizing non-allocated uses that could impact primary allocations for amateur services in other countries. While the FCC ultimately granted the authorization, it imposed those significant limitations in response to these concerns that reduce the unlikelihood of interference. In the U.S., reports of suspected interference to amateur spectrum can be shared with the ARRL Regulatory Information Manager. The email there is reginfo@arrl.org. ARRL will oppose any similar unallocated uses of spectrum by amateurs that might cause harmful interference to amateur services, and in particular will monitor this situation. The state of Texas is planning, and registration is now open for one of the largest emergency management conferences in the country. The Texas Emergency Management Conference runs 3.5 days, May 26 to the 29th, 2026, in Fort Worth. Last year, there were 4,200 attendees from 45 states and 6 countries. Organizers say the multi-day educational event provides an unparalleled opportunity to foster collaboration among professionals, showcase innovative technology, and share insights that advance emergency management in Texas. And amateur radio is involved, too. Vice Director of the ARRL West Gulf Coast Division, Lee Cooper, W5LHC, is in charge of setting up a booth for the event, and he says it's about connections. Right, all about connections and contact. We can meet people from all over Texas and in some cases from out of the country, said Cooper. We can answer questions about amateur radio, help demonstrate what we do and how we work during disasters and emergencies. Cooper said just knowing who to contact, what agency can best provide the help you need, can save valuable time for all emergency situations. The ARRL West Coast Golf Division will have a working amateur radio station set up at the conference and also encourage and inform visitors about how they can begin the process of obtaining a license and get on the air. And over this past year, 250 Texas government employees now have their amateur radio license. More information on this story available at ARRL.org. The ARRL Foundation's 2025 Bill Orr W6SAI Technical Writing Award has been awarded to Dr. Ethan Miller, K8GU, and Dr. Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, for their August 2025 QST article about traveling ionospheric disturbances. The editors of QST nominated Miller and Frizzell in August of 2025. The ARRL Foundation Board approved the awards in January of 2026, and the award plaques were distributed to Dr. Miller and Dr. Frizzell just last week. The award is an annual honor presented by the ARRL Foundation to recognize outstanding technical writing in the amateur radio community. "I was so excited and surprised to receive the Bill Orr Award last week," said Frizzell. "It was a great honor and one that means a lot to me. I'm very glad to be able to contribute to QST in this way. It's very exciting for me to have the opportunity to share my research work with my fellow amateurs." Frizzell is an associate professor of physics and engineering at the University of Scranton. He founded and now leads the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HamSci Citizen Science Collective, and is the advisor for the W3USR University of Scranton Amateur Radio Club. He is the winner of the 2017 YASME Foundation Excellence Award, the 2019 Dayton Amateur Radio Association Amateur of the Year Award, a 2021 inductee into the CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, and is the recipient of the Orlando Hamcation 2026 Carol Perry Educator of the Year Award. Dr. Miller earned his doctorate in electrical engineering from the University of Illinois and has been an amateur radio operator since he was a teenager. He's been involved in HamSci since its beginning and currently works for a national security technology company. "I'm honored and humbled to receive the Bill Orr Award," said Miller. "It's rewarding to be part of a long line of authors of ARRL publications from whom I've learned so much in my ham career." William I. Orr, W6SAI, was an engineer, educator, and communicator of extraordinary ability. Over a period of 40 years, he wrote and edited scores of technical books and articles of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts. You can make the most of your time at Dayton Hamvention with the free ARRL Events app. Hamvention is the world's largest annual gathering of radio amateurs and will be held May 15th to the 17th in Xenia, Ohio. There is a lot to do and see. You can use the App Events app to make sure you don't miss a beat and plan out your visit now. The app includes Hamvention's full program, so you can browse and schedule forums, preview the extensive list of exhibitors, and find affiliated events. During the event, attendees can use other app features to follow the hourly prize drawings conducted by the Dayton Hamvention Prize Committee and browse building and site maps. Those going are also encouraged to tap on the My Profile icon in the app to add their name and call sign, email address, and any other additional information they would like to share with other Hamvention guests. The My Badge icon displays a QR code of your event badge that can be scanned by another attendee or exhibitor using the Scan Badge icon, instantly connecting shared contact information with other hams at the event. That app is available for Apple and Android smart devices, and you may also access the web browser version, which is optimized for nearly any browser or any other type of mobile service. For more information about the 2026 Hamvention, visit hamvention.org. Have you ever wanted to operate amateur radio satellites but felt intimidated by tracking the birds or unsure about the equipment needed? Well, ARRL's new book, Satellite Operating for Amateur Radio, is now shipping and shows just how approachable, exciting, and rewarding satellite communications can be. Written by Tony Mazzulli, KD8RTT, the book offers a clear step-by-step path into the world of amateur satellite operation. It begins with fundamentals of listening to satellite passes and demonstrates how even a basic handheld radio can be enough to get started. From there, readers are guided through making their first satellite contact with practical tips that build confidence quickly. "I've learned so much from the satellite community that this book is my way of passing that along to others," said Mazzulli. "I hope it helps a ham somewhere who has always been curious about satellites and takes those first steps to get on the air." Beyond the basics, Satellite Operating for Amateur Radio provides in-depth coverage for more experienced operators. Topics include digital modes such as FT4 and D-Star, as well as roving, award chasing, and advanced operating techniques. The book also explores antenna positions and options and modern tracking tools and mobile apps, plus ways to engage with the amateur satellite community. Whether you're just getting started or building an existing skill, Satellite Operating for Amateur Radio provides the tools and knowledge that you'll need to get on the air and point your antenna towards the sky. This book pairs perfectly with the ARRL dual-band 2-meter, 70-centimeter handheld Yagi antenna, ideal for making satellite contacts and receiving signals from weather satellites. Satellite Operating for Amateur Radio is now shipping. Order from the ARRL online store or through an ARRL publication dealer. $22.95 ARRL member price and $25.95 for retail. The U.S. Naval Academy Amateur Radio Club, W3ADO, will participate in the Department of Defense's Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test on May 9, 2026. Several Naval Academy midshipmen and members of the Potomac Valley Radio Club, PVRC, including team leader Frank Donovan, W3LPL, will be operating on the grounds of the former U.S. Navy radio transmitting facility in Annapolis, Maryland. They'll activate the historic NSS call sign during the crossband test. You can see the ARR news for more detail about the AFD crossband test. PVRC, by the way, is an ARRL-affiliated club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you're thinking about getting into satellites, there are a couple good resources. If you go over to AMSAT.org and look in the store, you'll find the Getting Started in Amateur Satellites. Then another good resource is from the ARRL, and it is the Satellite Operating for Amateur Radio. Both can help you get started operating the satellites. You may already have what you need to start making contacts. I remember using a Yaesu dual band HT and a Prime AL800 telescopic antenna to make many contacts on the LEO satellites as well as on the Mir. Now, it is a bit easier with an Arrow or Elk antenna. I have used a mobile radio with a 70-centimeter portion of the Arrow out the window of my car and a 2-meter antenna mounted on the trunk. When the satellite was near the horizon and rising, as I started to lose the signal, I hit the button to open the trunk. The antenna was now horizontal to the ground and allowed me to work the satellite at higher elevations. As the satellite started to come down, I jumped out and closed the trunk. What we will do to make some contacts. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, May 1st, it's the AGCWQRP-QRP party. That's CW. May 2nd, the RCC Cup, CW and phone. And also on May 2nd, the SBMS 2.3 GHz and up contest and club challenge, CW, phone, and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, May 3rd at the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Annual Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. May 9th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. And June 5th through the 7th at CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention. That's in Seaside, Oregon. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Crescent City Amateur Radio Club in New Orleans, Louisiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 73.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.